ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba.
Tuesday. Just a plain Tuesday.
Well, it's Tech Tuesday. Although, can I tell you, we had Bridget Carey on from CNET earlier, and I didn't want to bring this up to her because I want Bridget to believe, even though I prove on a weekly basis, I have no idea what's going on in the world of technology. I just don't. Last night, I rented Black Panther.
I just saw that myself.
I know you did, and said very good things about
it. Yeah. You rented it but didn't watch
it? I'm halfway through, and I'll explain why. Because I never watch a half a movie, no. At Christmas, I got a PlayStation 4 from my family, and it took me a long time to hook it up. I just couldn't figure out, for some reason.
Should have had my son, who's 15, who also got a PlayStation. I know.
He could have done it in a minute.
But it cracks me up that a 15-year-old and you got the same gift for Christmas.
Why? That makes perfect sense.
I guess.
My daughters had to intervene at Christmas time and hook the PlayStation up for me. I couldn't do it. I just didn't. I'm following the directions, I think I am, and I just couldn't get it to work. And then they came in, and within a minute, it was hooked up and ready to go. Now, what's happened since then, this was in December, obviously. It was for Christmas. Is that Kylie's back in New York, and Reese is now living in the city with a friend of hers. And it's just Terry and I for the time being. Reese is coming back in a few days. But I rented the movie, and the plan was to watch the movie, to put the DVD in and watch Black Panther last night.
You got a DVD?
Yeah. Now, since December, every movie that I've seen, either with just by myself or with my wife or with the kids, has been a download. It's either been on Netflix or
Amazon.
On demand. Right. They've
it's
all been
easier
downloaded.
Easier to just download it.
I haven't had a DVD in there since December. So all of a sudden, what used to be just put the DVD in and close it and press play, because all the wiring's different with the PlayStation 4.
Different settings.
It took me, I'm not exaggerating because I timed it, an hour and 10 minutes from the time I put the DVD in until Black Panther was shown on my screen. An hour and 10 minutes. I like every cable that could possibly go in a different, you know, that thing that Lily Tomlin does when she's the operator.
Dingy, yes.
She's Ernestine, and she's taking a cord and she's putting it in a different button, and then she takes that button out and she puts it in a different one. That was me in the back of the TV last night.
But it was all hooked up. It's just you had to change the settings, the auxiliary or whatever, from TV 1 to TV 2.
Yeah, there's a thing. There's a button on one of the four controllers that says source. And I know that if I'm not just going to watch TV, if I'm going to do anything else with the TV, like play a video game or watch a DVD, or you can also do, I don't know if your TV does this, but we have one that's called Photo Album, where you can just look at pictures if you put them in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put them in there. So you can do Photo Album. We have another one that I didn't even know we had until yesterday called TV Mirroring. Do you know what that is? If what I...
You can look at yourself on the screen?
No. You can, whatever you're watching on your main TV, you can then bounce to your telephone or to another TV in your
house.
And
vice versa. If you're,
right.
you're watching a YouTube video, you can put it on your TV. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got as far as hitting source and going through the different options, but it took 70 minutes before I could watch the movie.
Okay, but that still doesn't explain why you only watched half of it.
Because by that time, I started it at 11 p.m., so
you're up all night. You never go to bed.
Well, all right. So I started it at 11, or tried to start it at 11. The actual movie started at 12:10. I'm an hour and 15 minutes in, so it's almost 2 o'clock by that point.
So, but you've never stopped a movie midway.
No, I didn't want to do it, but I just thought,
what's wrong with you?
I'll watch this. I'm looking forward to seeing the second half. I really enjoy what I've seen so far.
This is a long intermission.
I turned it into a cliffhanger. Oh, what will happen to the Black Panther? And from Randall, what will happen with Randall from Life Goes On? I didn't know he was in there.
I can't believe you didn't know. You are the movie buff. I very rarely see current movies.
Yeah.
And I had said to you that Sterling K. Brown is in it, and you didn't know that.
Michonne is in it from Fear the Walking
you didn't
Dead.
Know that
I
either.
Didn't know that.
She's awesome.
Rodney Allen Rippey is in it.
He's I didn't fantastic. Notice him.
Oh, is he good? That Rippy.
I love Black Panther. I love his sister.
Yeah.
I love his mother. Angela Bassett is great in it.
Pink Panther. She's Pink Panther.
That is just...
She's good.
So sexist.
Why? It's stupid. It's not sexist. It's just stupid.
I just have never heard you ever stopping a movie.
I never stop a movie. But I mean,
so
honestly,
stay up late for one night.
I'm up late every night. So, but for an hour and a half, an hour and 10 minutes. I'm being honest. An hour and 10 minutes. I'm just taking one cord out and putting it in another hole, and then I run around to the front of the TV and I press play. Nope. I go back around to the back.
Were you irritated at all?
I'm not irritated by it.
At the time.
It's so frustrating because I go, how can everyone in the world know how to do this but me? Because honestly, Winnie, I'm not making this up.
It's getting more complicated.
Remember when you had a plug in the back of the TV that you plugged in and then magically you could watch TV?
Yeah, it has become difficult.
The back of our TV has 40 plugs. I'm not kidding. There's just all kinds of cords and wires, and I don't know what any of them do or go. And I know that if I do one thing wrong...
You've messed the whole system.
It's all, yeah.
I woke up this morning at 6 because I wanted to take a shower before I let the dog out. So I squeezed in a quick shower. He usually goes till 6:30, and then I got to let the puppy out. He's been in a cage all night.
Yeah.
And Jim came to, I was going to say relieve me, but no. Oh. I let the dog out, and then Jimmy Mack went downstairs to turn on WGN Morning News, which he's hooked on now. He watches it every morning on the TV.
Uh-huh.
And he was so frustrated because... Our main universal remote is not working. So there are four. Thank God. Usually when you program a universal remote, you get rid of all the other remotes.
Right.
We didn't.
Smart move.
We put them in a basket somewhere. So he could not find the remote for the tuner. So he was turning into crotchety grandpa.
Yeah.
Where's the damn remote?
Yeah.
And he said, Michael was the last one to see it. I'm going to wake him up. I said, he's finished with school. Let him sleep in.
Yeah.
It's 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I went in and looked on the little table where most of the remotes are, and it was on the little table.
Oh.
But there is so much anxiety and frustration caused by trying to watch the flippin' TV now.
It's true, right?
It really is a pain in the ass.
It shouldn't be that way. But there's so many buttons that if you don't hit them in the exact right succession, and you have to know, and I got to think every TV is set up differently, right? It is, right? Back when I was doing stand-up, I stayed in Los Angeles. My friend Jeff let me use his house for a week, well, 6 days. And there was a note saying, hey, if you want to watch TV, which is a given if you're somewhere for 6 days, you got to know this. He's got these instructions with three remotes side by side, and then there's arrows on his note saying, press this first. Don't press this no matter what you do. If you want to watch a DVD or satellite, you got to press that, you know, like that. I was there for 6 days. I didn't see a second of television because I couldn't figure it out. And I was on the phone with him a couple times. He was in Phoenix, Arizona. He was working in Phoenix. And I go, Jeff, all right. So I got the part where it's power and then everything. you see, like,
on.
There's a glow. And then what? And he goes, oh, well, there's three different options. Then I didn't see any TV for 6 days, which is fine. But it's so frustrating because you go, a kid. Honestly, sometimes my nephew comes and visits me, and there's something on the computer that I don't know how to do, and he's in grade school, and he goes, all you need to do is this.
I know.
It's a button, and it's fixed. They just know. My daughters know stuff instinctively that if I started today, I wouldn't know for the rest of my life. I can't figure it out.
Well, it's frustrating because I love gadgets and hooking things up. I mean, in the old days, I would hook everything up myself. I lived alone. I had to do it. Speakers, not a center channel, but you'd have a tuner. I knew how to do it, and I knew how to operate the remote.
Right.
Jim is also an audio person and knows how to do it. And we find ourselves, like, just flummoxed.
What's going on? Is somebody doing that on purpose to say to us?
We are. There are too many things connected to the TV now. Before, it used to be, you know, a VHS and your television and a tuner. And now it's like there's going to be a DVD player. Excuse me, scratch that. There's going to be a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be maybe a Wii U. Then there's going to be a PS4.
Right.
So there are too many things connected to the TV, and you have five different positions to do it.
Right.
Plus, there's a whole other thing for smart TV functions.
That's insane.
That's why I watch on my iPad now. It's just way easier.
Right, because much less can go wrong.
I don't even go in the TV room anymore.
That's in and of itself, you go, I paid all this money for a big wide screen to get the full
experience. It's 70 inches, Bill.
But I'm watching it on a little... 11 minutes into the movie, after the first scene, they I'm not going to give anything away. There's a flashback scene at the beginning of Black Panther. It's kind of, all right, here's what happened years ago. So at the end of that, because I had taken so long to get the movie started, I go, I'm going to get something to drink. I'm going to get some club soda. So I hit what I think is pause, and then I come back and I unpause it. It started the whole movie over again with coming attractions, and it wouldn't let me fast forward it. So I had to watch the same coming attractions again. And again, I know that somebody, I mean, not everyone can be that dumb.
It's become impossible to watch a DVD or Blu-ray. It is so much easier. We did Amazon Prime. It was $5.99. Click.
And there
and
it
then
is.
It's there. In fact, it jumped right into the movie. There was no opening for the movie. It just, the movie
really?
Started.
Oh, I wonder what happened there.
Maybe that's wrong.
I think it is wrong because there is stuff that happens before the movie just starting.
I just had the movie start, and then like the opening and the credits kind of came a little too.
Oh.
We're watching two different movies.
Yeah. Was yours a musical comedy? Because the one I saw had a lot of singing and dancing and hijinks.
I found that movie, and I told this to you off the air, and I am no Dean Richards. I'm really not. And I don't even like reviewing movies because I'm always afraid I'm going to give something away. Mm-hmm. This will not give anything away. I told you that it was just so pleasant on the eyes. It was done beautifully.
The color
wasn't
palette's
it? Wasn't
beautiful.
It beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah. Much more than I expected.
Yeah.
And here's what I don't understand. I like the world of comic books. And I can't figure out why the Marvel movies, even minor characters like Black Panther in the Marvel universe, is he's not one of your forerunners. He's not a big deal. He's like a secondary or tertiary character. But for some reason in DC, like even with their major characters, they don't make the movies as exciting. But this thing I'm only halfway through. Every scene is great. Every character they bring in is interesting. The colors are beautiful. It's fun to watch. It feels like you're watching a comic book. Just
it really does.
But then the DC ones show up, and I keep getting disappointed by them.
So Marvel's the way to go?
Yeah. I'll give you a good example. Ryan Reynolds is... Now, I haven't seen Deadpool 2 yet, but I saw the first one. So I'll use that as a benchmark. He's in Green Lantern. He played Green Lantern for DC, and it was horrendously bad. And that Green Lantern is a major character for DC. Deadpool, not really for Marvel. So you go, well, why can they take a character that's no big deal in Marvel and make a great movie out of it, but then a major character in DC, you watch it and you go, well, who thought this was a good idea?
Didn't they merge?
No. No. For a little while, they did a series of comic books where they worked together. I'm trying to remember what the name of them were, but DC and Marvel worked together, but I don't remember the name. But that was years ago.
Did you see Stan Lee in this? Are you there yet?
Yeah.
Don't you love that every time?
Yeah, he shows up in cameos all the time.
In every movie, right? Like Alfred Hitchcock did.
I
think it's every movie.
Is it every movie? I wasn't sure if it was every movie, but yeah, he's always got some part in it.
It's always pretty exciting when we, Penn and Teller had a thing that whenever the movie's name
Amalgam,
was in
Amalgam, by the way. I think it was called Amalgam Comics when DC and Marvel were, I think.
I thought it was the movie that Penn Jillette did this
no.
to. He would always say that he would clap when the title of the movie was mentioned in the film, the audio.
He came up with a bunch of things. He had like a half a dozen of them. That when he would go to a movie theater, when it would happen, one of them was stand up and clap, one of them was just move your head back and forth and stuff. And at first I thought it was funny, but then I go, yeah, but then the other people in the theater are they enjoying that? I don't think they are.
I don't think anybody's going to care if Penn Jillette stands up and claps. It's real quick. It's like, yes.
Just for hearing the title.
And I don't know if he's grown up a lot lately. So
yeah, I know.
I don't think he does it anymore. But, I mean, we don't do it in a theater. We just do it in our house.
At home, have at it, but in a theater.
Yeah, I don't do anything in a theater. I don't even like going to a theater.
On Sunday, Terry and I went to see the movie Tully, the Charlize Theron movie.
I want to see that so badly.
You would love it. This movie was made for you.
And I love her.
Yeah, she's
big fan.
Good. She's so good. So without going into detail, toward the end of the movie, something is revealed that is something of a shocker. You would not expect this, but something happens that really changes the plot.
Yeah, Dean kind of gave that away, and I got mad at him. He kind of said something, much information, which please don't, because I forgot about that.
That's all I'm going to say. And I probably shouldn't have said that, Because then I was looking for it, yeah. And I figured it out.
But you really don't want to be looking for something when you go to a movie. Yeah. You want to be surprised. Because I meant to yell at Dean for that.
He probably shouldn't have, and I probably shouldn't have.
Well, it's already been done.
Here's the point. Here's the reason I bring it up. So this thing happens in the movie, and it's really an interesting way of making the story pay off. That's all I can say.
All right, stop.
So after it happens, there's a man and his wife next to me and about three seats down, and then there's what I think is a woman and her daughter behind me. It's two women of different ages. I'm going to assume it's mother and daughter. It could be friends. So after it happens, everyone in the theater is kind of shocked by this because we didn't see it coming. And the guy next to me and his wife and the woman and her daughter both have 4-minute conversations because nobody understands what they just saw. But it's so evident what happened. There's no way in the world you could misconstrue it. It's a surprise, but it's very clear cut what has just happened. But the two people there and the two people there are totally stymied by it. They have no idea. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. And then they're trying to reason it out for the next 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh,
and you want to go, we can have a discussion panel after the movie.
Right,
I'll be happy. I'll tell you start to finish what happened. But why don't we wait until the movie's over?
Because then you want to know what's happening. There are moments where I'm like, wait, I don't understand it. But again, I try to whisper.
Yeah.
No,
those days are gone. Now it's full conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, that guy's his brother? That's his brother? Wait, his brother did that? Because his brother, they didn't even say that about his, you know, it's all that kind of discussion. And you want to go, well, that's the surprise. And the thing about the brother was totally made up.
Right.
Wait, he's right. That guy has his own motorcycle? No, that's the surprise. His brother has a motorcycle.
Well, I'm, again, mad at Dean and now you, because when Dean mentioned it, I thought, well, that's not cool, because if he says, boy, there's this thing that just surprises you, he walked into it and was surprised.
And
then took it away from us.
Ah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And then I kind of forgot about it, and yeah. You just brought it up again.
I shouldn't have done it. And because I will blame Dean.
It's totally Dean. Because
then I was looking for it.
Right, and it kind of...
He compared it to...
Don't say what he compared it to, because I think that ruined it for me.
No, what it did was it made your expectations too high. You know what I mean? Because it's nowhere near what he compared it to. No, I won't. He compared it to something that's not quite in the same league.
All right, but still, I was listening to Dean on the Cochran show, and when he said that, I heard Mary Vandeveld go, way to spoil it.
Yeah,
and then
maybe.
When we talked to him, he said the same thing, and we were in a hurry. And I mean, I love when Dean gives his opinions and critiques the movies, but at this point, I just thought...
It's better to leave it.
Yeah, but now everybody knows.
All right, I will go back in time and say that I will not tell anybody else that part of the movie exists.
That's why I could never be a film critic, because I am so concerned that I'm going to say too much.
Yeah. Well, I think I've told you this. My wife and I do this thing where we take turns picking the movie, and her choices are always way better than mine. It's not even close. You know, I wish I could tell you it's about 50-50. It's about 90-10. Like, she'll find this obscure movie that was made in some foreign country that I've never even heard of, and she'll go, this just won the, and she'll mention some award that it won, and I'll go, oh, then, yeah, let's go see that, but I don't want to see it. And then it's done. I'm like, oh, my God, that's
right.
Great.
But that's because
I'll tell her about a movie, and it's awful, you know? And it just
There's no way to know that, though. You pick what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And she does more work finding a movie.
Well, here's my criteria is always, there's certain movies that you should see in a movie theater because they're more spectacular.
Star Wars, Jurassic World, can't wait to see.
Those are movies you want to see on a giant screen with Dolby sound and any kind of special effects I can throw your way. You want to see it on a giant screen in a theater. You don't want to wait until it's at home.
Right.
You know? So that's always my reasoning for picking bigger movies. I'm like, let's see the spectacle of it on a giant screen.
I understand.
But then sometimes the story doesn't live up to that. Like, so far, Black Panther has.
It's really good.
And I wish so badly, because it's nice in my living room, but I bet in a theater it would have just been overwhelmingly great.
I probably should have seen that in a big theater.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm starting to get out to the movies more.
It's nice, right?
It's kind of fun, but people are just rude. And like when we went to see Jesus Christ Superstar, it was the last run. It was the last day, and it was the matinee performance on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And I love and live for that musical. My son Michael loves it as well. He played Judas in his high school version. So we were sitting there kind of rocking and tapping our feet, not making a spectacle. But as I looked around, I'm in the Lyric Opera House, and I'm thinking somebody behind me is probably really irritated me right now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help myself. It was rocking.
Yeah.
And I was really worried about other people. But then there are other people who are talking really loudly, or they're getting up to get another sippy cup full of wine that was $18.
Wow.
I don't think it was that much, but they gave me a sippy cup.
Now, doesn't Jesus do a thing with the wine where if you're almost out of wine, you bring it toward the stage? And
I wish.
That and the fish.
Right. Who wants some perch? I got plenty of perch. Thanks, Jesus. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Judy Pilak is joining. You already know that. No spoiler alert on that. Judy's got the news next and then more show. Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, remember a couple days ago we were talking about Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live?
And you were worried about him. I think he's doing
so
okay.
I was so worried about him. Pete Davidson, one of the young stars of Saturday Night Live, broke up with his girlfriend. He was dating Larry David's daughter, Kazzy. Kazzy David.
Who was very pretty and very funny.
Yes.
I watched, she has some videos on YouTube, and she's pretty funny.
Yeah, yep. So they just split up, and then Pete Davidson, it was announced yesterday, is now dating Ariana Grande.
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with Ariana Grande.
Because why?
Because I watched Big Brother. I did not watch the Celebrity Big Brother. That was a travesty.
Yeah.
I started it, but it sucked.
Yeah.
But I watched Big Brother, and we'll watch it again. And Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie Hollywood, was on...
Wait, can you stop for just a second? Is Ariana Grande's brother named Frankie Hollywood?
Maybe that's not it.
Is that possible?
No, I think I'm mixing them up.
That a guy would have a name like Frankie Hollywood?
I think I'm confusing that with an old radio friend of mine.
Oh.
I don't remember. They just introduced him as Frankie, I think.
His last name's not Grande,
though? At the time when we were watching Big Brother, it was not revealed that he was a celebrity's brother because he didn't want to get either A, kicked out, or special treatment.
Oh.
So they kept it kind of quiet, and he was quite a character, and I enjoyed him immensely. And then one of the big, huge moments on Big Brother is Julie Chen says, you know, we have a special announcement to make. Frankie's sister is actually Ariana Grande, and they did a big like concert weird thing, and I'm like, she's not that good. Who is she? I don't know anything about her. But then I have since seen her on late night shows.
She's really talented.
Really talented. She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So I've become a fan.
She was on a Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show where they do this thing, the Wheel of Impressions.
It's on YouTube. Find it, people.
And every one of them is great. Everyone she did was great. Then she's on Saturday Night Live, and she did more impressions in addition to being the musical guest and the guest host. And every scene she was in, she had incredible energy.
She won me over.
She was really, really great. And I saw this a couple of weeks ago. I have no idea how this... You know how sometimes on YouTube you'll be watching a video of something and they'll go, if you like this, you'll love this. And then, I was watching something that had nothing to do with Ariana Grande or the musical Annie, but they go, do you want to see her when she was 8 in Annie? And I went, yeah, all right, I'll watch that. Oh my God. Like at 8 years old, she just belts out these songs. And for some reason, and I don't understand this because it was a school production of Annie. So usually in a school production, all the characters would be played by 8-year-olds. But in this one, Miss Hannigan, you know, the headmistress at the school, she was played by an adult. And there was a scene where a cop tells her she can't be somewhere. She's got to move along. And that was an adult and stuff. I watched a lot of it.
I guess.
It's ridiculous. I watched
it. Could be community theater.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because that's where they intermingle.
But she blew the roof off these adults. Like, they couldn't come close to being as great. I mean, every time she sang, it was just outstanding. She was 8. She was so good.
She's really talented, and I don't know. I guess I had a bad taste in my mouth from her goofy brother.
No.
And he's now on, like, Entertainment Tonight or something.
Is he?
Yeah.
What does he do? He's a correspondent?
Yeah, he's really likable.
His name can't be Frankie Hollywood, can it?
I can't remember. I think now we know he's Frankie Grande.
Frankie Grande.
Yeah.
Is her real name Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
That's her cousin, Taco Bell Grande.
Taco Bell Grande is her cousin?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I have more respect for them now. But, now, is that a celebrity couple that you see lasting, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande? Because I like them both, but that doesn't seem... He needs somebody darker. He needs somebody with a more edgy atmosphere around them.
But he has struggled with depression, smokes a lot of pot, self-confessed,
I think he's clean now. I think. Isn't he? I hope so.
And good luck to him. It's really difficult. I didn't know that to be true. Maybe she is so much different than him that can help. Yeah. I can't believe that Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson are still an island.
Yeah.
Because half of me thinks, oh, they're a perfect couple, but they're not really. They're very different. So if that can work out, why can't
she? Pete's- seems very Black Widow-y to me. She seems like the kind of person that would just have their fun with you and then leave you for dead. I know that sounds...
God! I can't wait till we get Colin Jost back on the air. Save that audio, Jasmine, if you will, please.
I was going to email him that. I was going to send him an email saying, essentially, please, Colin, I like you. Be careful. I don't want to see you get hurt in this. But doesn't she kind of... Be honest. Don't you know... It's not always women. It can be a man, too. Believe me. Who just kind of goes, let's just see where this goes, and then they just discard you.
All right. I know you're not laying on a couch, but Wendy, the psychologist, which I wanted to be if radio didn't work out, either says you're completely jealous of him for having Scarlett Johansson,
no,
or you care for him that much
that's
where you
is.
Don't want to see him hurt.
That's the part. That's 100%.
I think it's a little of each.
No, because I've known in my lifetime girls like Scarlett Johansson where you can just tell.
You don't even know her.
I know the type.
No, you don't.
I do. Look at her past relationships. They all last 45 minutes, hour and 10 minutes.
Who was the big relationship she had?
Who was she married to? Was she married to Ryan Reynolds for like a day?
I don't know.
I think she was. No, wait. Was it Ryan Reynolds? Who was she married to? She was married to somebody. She's been married a couple of times. She's been married like a dozen times. 15, maybe.
She has not.
She got married when we started talking about her, and then she just got... I'm on ET online right now. She just got a divorce from that guy.
Listen, you have no idea her real self. You just know her from movies.
I don't think there is a real self. I think it's all just persona.
She was like, married twice.
To who?
Ryan Reynolds from 2008 to 2011.
Oh, that's all right. So look at me giving her credit for a marriage that lasted 3 years. Because in my head, I'm like, I don't think she can pull a relationship off for 3 years. I know this sounds like I'm being bitter, but I don't want to see him get hurt. He's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
And she was also married to some French guy.
Yep. Pepe Le Pew. She was married to Pepe Le Pew, Wendy.
Romain Doriac, I don't know. They were married for 3 years, 2014. He's a...
Romain Doriac. He is the heir to the romaine lettuce fortune.
Well, then he's in trouble because you haven't been able to eat romaine for a while.
I know.
And now the scare is back on.
He lost his wife and his fortune in one fell swoop, as the kids like to say.
I love that saying. She has a kid with him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, do you see why I don't want Colin Jost to get hurt by her?
That's none of your business.
If he asks me, I'm going to be honest with him. Next time we have him on, if during a break he goes, Bill, be honest, what do you think my future is with her? I'll go, Colin, just be careful. Keep a life vest ready.
You're just jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Romain Doriac is a French businessman with whom she has a daughter, and they were married from 2014 to 2017, so freshly divorced.
But see what I mean? Even her marriages only last 3 years. She's had two marriages already.
And how long has she been dating him? Like, almost 2 years.
Colin Jost, between a year and 2 years, I think.
So they got one more year.
But that's... Marriages last three. The relationships probably don't even last that long. I don't want to see him get hurt, Wendy. I can't watch him get hurt. I can't watch it. It's like a car crash. I don't want to see it.
Well, I hope Pete Davidson is okay.
I think this is a step in the right direction to him being okay. Don't you? The SNL guys have done very well with women. They really have.
Well,
Jason Sudeikis. Look at who Jason Sudeikis got.
Olivia Munn.
No.
Olivia Wilde?
Olivia de Havilland.
He's not
married to Maid Marian. He is.
Which Olivia?
Olivia Wilde.
I love her. She's
so pretty.
All right, he's adorable.
Yeah.
I find him to be very attractive and funny rules.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. Funny is very important. Colin Jost, I think, is really cute and really funny. And when we met him in person, he's even cuter in real life.
Such a nice guy.
His head looks really big on TV. It really does. His hair, it looks like he has a giant head. It's not that big in person.
Head. We both commented to him how human his head looked.
And he used to date Rashida Jones.
Yes. Yeah, how about that?
He's done pretty well for himself. I wish they'd get back together. I like them better than Scarlett Johansson.
I do too. I think that's a much more viable option for him. If he's looking long term, I think that's his move. So how do we say that to him?
You don't say it to him.
I don't want to.
You know how people have consultants that help them, you know, a design consultant for their house? You should be a dating consultant.
I've thought about that. I'd be really good at that. I'd be really good at that. I wouldn't count that out, Wendy. All right, here's a story out of Lake Worth, Florida, which is a town that I know really well. Because when I was a kid, we used to vacation in Delray Beach, Florida, and Lake Worth is 8 minutes away.
All right.
So I know this town really well. Residents of Lake Worth, Florida... Oh, by the way, Wendy, prepare to be frightened. Residents of Lake Worth, Florida, received an alarming message during a power outage over this past weekend. The message was... Watch out for zombies. A bulletin that was sent to the city residents at 1:41 a.m. on Sunday warned of power outages and a zombie alert and used the words extreme zombie activity. How spooky would that be? So you're sleeping and you keep your phone near the bed just in case there's some catastrophe. You want to be alerted to this no matter what time of the day or night. So at 1:41, your phone starts to buzz, and you pick it up, and you look at it, and it says that there's a power outage, which is, you know, go, I can live with that. But then the next words are extreme zombie activity.
I would say, who has hacked me? I would blame you.
You think I know how to hack
something?
Well,
that's what I would say. Bill acts like he knows nothing about technology, and it was all a ruse for 20 years for him to be able to scare me now.
That's the best ruse ever.
You have the utmost patience for your pranks. You know me. I have no patience whatsoever.
I couldn't go 20 years building something up.
I don't know.
That's a long time. City officials in Lake Worth, Florida were soon scrambling to issue
scrambled brains.
Yeah. I was thinking scrambled eggs because it's almost breakfast time, but yours is better. To issue an assurance that there is no zombie activity. Here's their quote. We are looking into the reports that the system mentioned zombies, City Public Information Officer Ben Kerr told the Lake Worth live television show. I want to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently. I like that you said currently. Like, what? Give me some time on this, because as the day progresses, we may see some zombie activity, but currently, I'm pleased to report that there is little to no zombie activity. He then apologized for the system message. In addition to Lake Worth, the message also referenced Terminus, which is a location from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yep. City officials told WPBF, which is West Palm Beach, Florida's ABC affiliate, that an alert is automatically sent during power outages, but in this case, the message may have been hacked. And again, let's look at the wording on this. It may have been hacked. They're not saying 100% that it was hacked, but that it may have been. They are checking the rest of the messages in the system to see if any others were altered in any way. But how many people... I mean, I got to be honest with you. I've spent some time in Florida. A lot of the people are really, really old. And then also their parents live there. It's the old people and their parents. So you're sometimes more gullible when you're older. So you get this message saying, hey, power outage, bad, but even worse, zombie activity, that could give a guy a heart attack.
I don't even know if they'd know what a zombie was.
An older person? They had zombies a long time ago.
Yeah, but there aren't zombies.
No one would believe this.
Like what happened in Hawaii when all of a sudden missiles were launched. That was scary.
That seemed believable.
That one
seemed very believable.
Yeah. And we talked to my friend Vicky, who lives out there, who she's like, she was looking at it in disbelief, but you kind of want to believe it because it's like this alert system, like Amber Alerts and weather alerts that come over your phone.
Right.
You see that, you don't want to not believe it, but in your heart, you can't believe it.
Right.
And now, I don't know if you've been watching some of the footage of Kilauea erupting.
Sure.
It looks like a National Geographic special that we're watching. I can't imagine for the life of me that this is happening as we speak right now on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
And just watching it flow like in movies, it moves kind of quickly.
It's
like,
amazing to watch.
It really is. I mean, you go back to old movies, you know, not unlike The Blob, where, you know, you can, it moves slowly enough where you can get away from it. This is hauling ass.
Right.
And then when it dries up, it leaves like these formations. I mean, that's pretty much how the islands were formed.
Right.
A volcano erupted. It's part of the island. Most of it is a volcano. I get that.
Tim Cavanaugh, who we have on the show all the time, Tim and his wife one time on a trip to Hawaii took a volcano tour where you go to tour, you tour these volcanoes that are dormant, but there's some activity, you know?
Right.
They're not going to erupt at any moment. But he said it's very disconcerting. You're walking along this path and you see smoke and you can feel how hot the ground is and stuff. And you go, well, they say there's none, but what if? You know, what if they just go off on you?
Well, for our honeymoon, we went to the Big Island of Hawaii, which is where the volcanoes are erupting. And there is a volcano national park there where I don't know if the term, I think it's inactive. It's not that it's dormant.
Not dormant? No.
Because if there is some activity, and this has happened before, not to this extreme. And then on Maui was the Haleakala crater that was because of a volcano. And that's when we did the bike ride down, which was the scariest thing I've ever done
in
my life.
Fast.
All you do is ride the brake the whole way down. You don't pedal.
Yeah.
And you have helmets on, which is not going to help you if you go off the edge of the cliff because there's no guardrails.
Right. Right.
I can't, you know me. I can't believe I did that.
That goes very fast. It doesn't seem like something you'd do.
It was really scary, and it's freezing when you're up at the top of the crater, you're up at the top of the volcano, and then you ride down, and midway you stop and have breakfast at this little place, and then you continue your whole way down. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. I've done it once. I will never do it again.
Really? That's enough?
It was just scary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hit a, you know, I don't know what a brick would be doing in the middle of the roadway, but if you hit that on a little tiny bike, you're off the cliff.
It's pretty bumpy. Is it bumpy? Is it like
a
relationship with Scarlett Johansson bumpy?
It's probably a road that's maybe 5 to 10 feet wide, and that's all you're on.
I know.
And then you got to trust some numbskull in front of you on a bike doesn't, like, fall off or something, and then you go to slam on your brakes, and you're off the side.
The bikes that they give you aren't in the best shape, right? They're kind of beat up.
Think about it. You ride the brake literally the whole way down. There's no pedaling involved.
Right.
You ride the brake. You squeeze tighter when you're going too fast so you can keep control of it. And they were in decent shape. No one... I mean, they'd have to be serviced because I bet they go through the brake lines very quickly.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, just Hawaii is just something that's unbelievable. And if, you know, we were lucky enough to go, as were you, if you've never been there, it really is paradise. But then you look at this stuff and it's like, I don't know, there's heaven and hell coming together.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really freaky to look at this lava flowing all over the place.
The town that we stayed at in Costa Rica a couple years ago, in the 60s, was devastated. The whole town was devastated by a volcano. A volcano blew up, and the lava came down.
Erupted.
And it took the whole town out. So they've rebuilt it, obviously, because years have passed. It's been 50-something years. But I said to one of the guys at the hotel, I go, could it ever... And he goes, oh, yeah, at some point it's going to blow again. I go, but they built a whole town around it? He goes, well, yeah, you have to. You got to rebuild. But...
That seems...
I wanted some assurance that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I go, we're leaving Thursday around 7. There's no way. He goes, no, probably not Thursday by 7. No. So I felt a little bit more safe.
Still
but you
scary.
Look up at it and you go, what? In the middle of the night, what if you started hearing, you know, Rory rumbly noises? And
Rory rumbly noises.
He was performing at the
That's the theater, Irish?
The small... Yeah, Rory rumbly noises. They had a small stage, not a main stage, but a small stage, and he was working the room. He was great.
Good to know he's still
Fun
working.
Fun show. All right, we must take a break. By the time we come back, Scarlett Johansson will have had two new boyfriends. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's that time, Bill.
That's it. We did all we could do.
We have to shuffle off.
Yes. Yes.
Shuffling. Dustin Bufflin.
Shuffling with Bufflin.
Yep.
That's the podcast that he presented to WGN, and they're like, well, Dustin doesn't work for the Blackhawks anymore, and shuffling has gone out of style. I would have listened. I'm surprised they didn't let you just do a few episodes. It's very embarrassing.
Sorry about
that. All right, that's it for the show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow, midweek already. That's how quickly things happen around here, Wendy. We just get started one day, you blink, and then it's midweek, and then it's Friday, and then you start the whole crazy cycle over again. I don't get it.
I'm cool with that.
I don't understand it. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.